towards your home.
And Jack Creek down here.
He crossed Jack Creek coming out in Toulon, hard to know. And I guess that's all it's ever called.
I don't know why it was called Jack Creek though.
Do you ever have anything they call gutters or ditches?
Oh yeah, plenty of them.
What's the difference? Are they smaller?
The difference is where the water isn't taken care of, making it drain off in a different way so it has to come down slower. And they don't get the wash to it, you see. It has to come down a hill, get down into the creek slower. And they use the...
What would that be called?
Well, they use this...
ditch or gutter?
These backfires, I call them.
Oh.
To stop that, right out in the fields with the farm. They go into the big grader, and I could have to grade the roads, and they grade up on a side hill this way. Mm-hmm. They'll make a big back for a product up here, so the water has to...
Oh, you mean on that contouring of
yeah,
the land?
Yeah, contouring.
Contouring of the land, but that would be different.
Yeah,
that would
zigzag.
Be the gutters, and there's
Oh, sometimes for 80 rods before they come from the place where they want to go across the field. And that slows it down, and it gets to soak into the ground. For my part, I don't like them, but I farm in a different way. I farm on a contour all the time. It's a field, well, I moved in down there about 20 years ago. I never had a field that had a square one. It was crooked or slanting or something wrong, and each, some pretty near every side. Maybe have one side in the straight. Well, that's aggravating work that you can zigzag around and carry that water on these contours, but you plow it the same way. Now you're dealing lands. You go around the hill instead of going up and down.
You use the word rivulet?
Rivulet? Well, I think that is a very small stream, just a little rivulet, a few inches wide. They can do a lot of things and get bigger if they're running down a steep hill.
The high land, do you have any ways of talking about high points of land? What would you call a high? Everything's about the same level, I guess.
Right
just pretty much. Be up on the top of the hill.
Yeah.
If you're out west or out east somewhere else, a very high land would be a
mountain.
And where the boats would stop along the river and they'd unload the freight would be they'd tie up to a
dock
or a
wharf.
And how about the kinds of roads around here, depending on what they're made out of? They talk about a
hard road and blacktop, gravel road, and then there's